Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning to you. It is a Monday wherever you are now. Even have got Hawaii along with us. So Hawaii, the last of the United States time zones to straggle into the new day. But welcome. You're on board now as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, and we're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. You've missed a lot. I'll be honest. You missed a fantastic, wide-ranging, candid conversation with the great Joe Theismann. First time I've ever done a one-on-one with Joe, so that was awesome. Maybe we'll bring back part of it this hour if we can squeeze it in, but we have a lot going on. Trying to keep you updated on what's happening at the Olympics, even as the events are unfolding on Monday. So I've been talking about a lot of the events that some of you would have seen on Sunday, whether live or tape delay, but man, they're already into their Monday evening now. Do you know it's 6 o'clock? In the evening, Tokyo time. And so they're fully into another day of competition, and I'm trying to keep up with the results as much as I possibly can. And there have been some surprises, both triumphant but also disappointing surprises for Team USA. And we'll try to catch you up if you missed what was happening last night. So there's a lot to do. Not your typical July, but that is A-okay. I prefer the fast pace. I prefer that it be crazy busy. And before you know it, coming up early this week as well, every single NFL training camp will be operating, and we'll finally have the answer to our question about Aaron Rodgers. We don't yet, though we did get an answer about Deshaun Watson. So a lot to do in this final hour. Again, thanks so much for being with us as you wake up or get moving on your Monday morning. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS. That's our show Twitter. And we've just put up our Man Crush Monday poll because it's time. Our candidates, well, they come from baseball, but also from softball and hoops too. Shohei Ohtani with home run number 35, and he still is pacing the majors. His second home run since the All-Star break. We'll see if this puts him into a bit of a groove. How about Lance Lynn? Win number 10 for the Chicago White Sox as they manage to pick up one of their games in the weekend series against the Brewers. These are two teams that have nearly identical records now in central divisions in the American League and the National League. So not necessarily competing for the same division title, but the White Sox needed the victory, needed the performance they got from Lance Lynn, in which he gives up just one run over his six innings, walks no one, and strikes out a half dozen Brewers. And then for the first time in his career, Liam Hendricks comes in for a six-out save. So the White Sox needed that. They're now at 59-40. And as I say, this is an interleague game, and so we're not talking about them competing for the same real estate. However, there are a lot of teams that are right there. A lot of division leaders that are right there at the 58, 59, 60 win mark. That does not include the Giants, who are pacing Major League Baseball with 62 wins, though they've got the Red Sox, the Astros, and the Dodgers hot on their heels for best record in baseball. So Lance Lynn with his 10th win of the season. Then Kelsey Stewart, who is getting my vote, as softball returns to the Olympics for the first time since 2008. So Beijing, the sport was eliminated from the Olympics because they didn't think there was enough global interest or global participation. They felt like the field was too small and that it wasn't worth keeping on the Olympic stage. So they get rid of softball. And as we had talked about with Jessica Mendoza when she joined us last week, those in the softball community who had carried that Olympic flag and had been part of the Olympic tradition, they were devastated because they didn't know whether or not it would ever return. Now here it's back, And while it's still not a deep, deep field at the Olympics, Team USA has been able to put together a 5-0 start in group play. And with a walk-off home run by Kelsey Stewart against the host nation Japan on Sunday, the Americans are into that gold medal game. If you know your Olympic history, you remember they lost in the gold medal game and had to settle for silver against, was it Japan? It was Japan, right? Not China. It was Japan. I think it was Japan. And so they had to settle for silver in 2008 and now are hoping for some redemption. They will take on the host nation, Japan, in that gold medal game coming up on Tuesday. So Kelsey Stewart with a big blow, a walk-off home run that puts the Americans into that gold medal competition. And then finally, while we're talking Olympics, Luka Doncic, it doesn't matter if it's the Olympic stage, it doesn't matter if it's the NBA, this guy is amazing. Now, he's played for his own team for Serbia for quite a while. Of course, he's best player in their nation, but to see him step away from the NBA and get onto this Olympic stage. We know that in qualifying, he had a triple-double as they made the Olympics, and now a 48-point performance in what is their Olympic opener. So pretty sweet to see Luka in his element, leading his host country, leading his home country on this Olympic stage. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Those are your candidates for Man Crush Monday, but there are many others. Caleb Dressel, Team USA, win the 4x100-meter freestyle relay. And Caleb is racing in 6 different events in the pool in Tokyo. This was the first one. It's a really difficult schedule. We're talking a schedule like a Michael Phelps might come up with, right? And speaking of Michael Phelps, he's actually there working with Katie Ledecky. So he's in Tokyo, not competing anymore, but working with Katie Ledecky, who is considered the GOAT in female swimming. And for the first time in her Olympic career, she loses in a final. For the first time, she doesn't come away with gold. It was a very exciting race. If you haven't seen it, I would encourage you to go. And even after knowing the results and watching it, my stomach was still in knots. But Ariane Titmus of Australia chased down Katie Ledecky in the final 100 meters to take that gold away from her. She was the defending Olympic champ. She is the world record holder, but it had to settle for silver. So that was a bit of a disappointment, though Ledecky still has other events to come. First ever gold medal for the U.S. women at Taekwondo, which is awesome. And it's a teenager from Florida. Let me make sure I get her name right. Anastasia Zolotic. Anastasia Zolotic. First ever gold medal for a female in Taekwondo, a U.S. female in Taekwondo. And then the first ever women's gold medal in fencing, individual foil, for Lee Kiefer. And so it's kind of cool to break new ground. But also when you think about swimming and some of the other events, basketball, where the U.S. has dominated historically, you know that because the Americans raise the bar, it forces every other nation to try to chase them and track them down. And that means better competition. So it's good. It's good to see these Olympics going forward. I know there's some trepidation. I know that people think it's weird that there aren't any true fans in the stands. There are other teams there, other coaches. You see members of travel parties and different Olympic delegations that are in the stands. So they're not completely empty. But the more I watch, the more I am convinced that it's far better to have the games than not. Because you see the effort, the heart, the soul, the blood, the sweat, the tears that are going into these games and how much it means to the Olympians themselves. And I say there's no way we should cancel them. They've gone through hell. They've gone through hell to try to get to this point where they can compete. And even yesterday, we're hearing about athletes who have to pull out because of positive COVID tests. And so to me, the fact that they've gone through all the extra stress and pressure to be there means that they care even more, right? So I don't want to see these dreams snatched away from them, whether they lose in stunning fashion or whether they end up winning and it's a surprise the other way. This is the spirit of Olympic competition, is international and everybody gives it their best shot and the best of best in the world and the thrill of victory, but also the agony of defeat that always comes through as well. And the more I watch, the less I think about COVID. The more I watch, the less I care about whether or not the stands are full capacity. What matters to me is the human spirit. And we are seeing it on display very prominently in Tokyo in all of its glorious forms. Oh, one more thing. For those of you who love gymnastics and, of course, follow Simone Biles, this is also a huge surprise. After the preliminary round, so the qualifying for gymnastics, the U.S. is actually in second place. They've been blowing away every other nation in gymnastics competition for years. And I remember there was one quote from their coach, just based on philosophy of putting together the Olympic team. And he said, oh, it won't matter in Tokyo. And the idea was that, hey, we're going to win this so handily that it's not going to matter if we give away a tenth of a point here or a tenth of a point there. But after the preliminaries, Team USA is trailing Russia by a full point. So if Simone Biles and Jordan Chiles and some of the others, Suni Lee, are going to realize these Olympic dreams in Tokyo, it's going to require some masterful performances. And as I was watching or seeing the replays over the course of the last few hours, they did have us inside the Olympics venue, the gymnastics venue. And what stuck with me, the expressions on the face of Simone Biles. This is the best gymnast in the world by far. She is what you would call the GOAT. And she goes in with confidence and with expectation. And whether it be the vaults, whether it be some of her other events, time after time on her dismount, she's either stepping out of bounds or she's taking these massive hops or big steps. I don't know if it was nerves. I'm not really sure. And it looked contagious because it seemed that way for most of the rest of the American gymnasts. Now, they're still very much into the team competition final, and they certainly have a chance to capture gold. We're not talking about an unredeemable performance, but a surprise that they would be trailing Russia. And they've left the door wide open, and the expressions on Simone's face said it all. Just kind of disbelief and frustration at her own performances. And so that's going to be some drama for Team USA. You never know what happens. But this chick digs all kinds of drama on the Olympic stage. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Again, you can vote for your Man Crush Monday on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page. Oh my gosh, please forgive me too. Thank you for the tweet. Slovenia is Luka Doncic, not Serbia. I'm sorry about that. A lot of countries. I won't make a joke because that's totally my fault. That's my mistake. A lot of countries, a lot of information, and I completely messed that up. So please forgive me. Thank you for pointing out my error. And also on our Facebook page, you can also vote for Man Crush Monday there as well. And then our phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Over the weekend in baseball, we had a lot of the type of fireworks that you would normally reserve for July 4th. Did you know that Yankee starter Domingo Germán took a no-hitter into the eighth inning, right? So eighth inning, cruising along. The Yankees have a 4-0 lead in the bottom of that frame in Boston.
Verdugo hits a high drive to right field, and it is off the right center field bullpen wall. For a double for Verdugo, and that takes care of the no-hitter. So at least it was a clean hit, a long drive that went over the head of Greg Allen, hit off that little bullpen wall. It's only a few feet high. And here comes Aaron Boone. This is expected. He gave up a hit. He's thrown a lot of pitches, 93, so they'll take him out and bring in their best reliever, Jonathan Loaisiger.
So that is the voice of John Sterling on the Yankees radio network. Alex Verdugo, he gets a solid hit, he breaks up the no-no, and as you hear, Aaron Boone comes out to get Germán, which is fine. At that point, it's one hit, one base runner in scoring position, and a 4-0 lead. That is when everything completely changed, and it happened so fast.
His pitch hit hard down the left field line toward the corner. Fair ball off the wall and a hop, it'll score a run. Verdugo is in, and the throw to second is too high, and Renfro slides in with a double. Loaisiger delivers. Little looping line drive, shallow right center. That's going to fall for a hit. They're waving Renfro around, and he will score, and it's a 4-2 game. Hit hard toward the left field corner. Another base hit. Vasquez being waved around. He will score. Cordero to third. It's a double for Kike Hernandez. And a 4-3 New York lead. Chop slowly to short. It'll tie the game. Torres lobs to first for the out. It's 4-4. Britain's 1-0. Swing, pop, fly, right field near the line. Not particularly deep. Kike's tagging. Allen the catch. Allen's throw to the plate. Not in time. And the Red Sox have turned the tables on the Yankees from 4 down to 1 ahead here in the 8th inning.
From being no hit to scoring 5 runs against the bullpen, 4 consecutive hits. By the time the inning and the dust has settled, we're talking about a 5-4 lead for the Red Sox. So Jonathan Loaisiga ends up giving up 4 of those runs, and it turns into a dumpster fire for New York. And this is disappointing for Aaron Boone and for the Yankees because it keeps happening to them. There's a pattern where they blow these games late. I can imagine the Dodgers know how they feel with the number of games they've blown late, even in their own division with the struggles of Kenley Jansen. And so here they are trying to get over yet another one of these losses. The problem is they don't have the luxury of losing games like this because they're in a fight for their playoff lives.
We've had some really tough ones that we've had to get past and get through. And time and time again, these guys have done it and continue to reveal their character. And look, it's been a difficult season to this point, no question about it. But, you know, to these guys' credit, they continue to get off the mat time and time again, and we'll do it again.
Yeah, they have no choice, do they? So they go from being dominated to being dominant. The Red Sox with 32 come from behind wins this season, which is the most in Major League Baseball. And Alex Verdugo said it really does go back to that very first hit and kind of breaking the seal.
Getting that hit out of the way kind of just had everybody kind of just take that big, deep breath, you know, just that exhale. Don't have to worry about getting no hit no more. And, you know, obviously that inning was crazy.
So now the Red Sox are, for the time being, in first place in the AL East, 9 games ahead of the Yankees. And Tampa Bay is, of course, hovering, and they've been kind of going back and forth. So that's some real drama from the diamond on Sunday. Although, to be fair, the Yankees did it to the Red Sox the night before. But ultimately, if you look at their series so far this season, the Yankees have dropped 10 of the 13 against the Red Sox. So if they want to know why they're 9 games back, or if you want to know why they're 9 games back in the division, all you got to do is look at their record against the Red Sox, and it's rough. And if I'm not mistaken, the last time they played, which may have been last weekend or last week, they were able to win a series against the Red Sox, but not able to continue that momentum and follow it up. But this is tough. It hurts more, and it matters more when it's inside your division. So the Red Sox are sitting on 61 wins. The Yankees now at 51, and they are merely 500 on the road. So plenty happening in baseball. Of course, it's July. It's supposed to be the month that baseball takes over the center ring of the circus, except this is July 2021, and nothing is as it's ever been in the past. Every sport except for maybe skiing, and there's probably some skiing going on somewhere. It's nonstop right now with the Olympics, with baseball, with the NBA and the NHL just wrapping up, and now the NFL is starting. Every training camp, all 32 training camps, will be fully operational, like the Death Star, within 48 hours. And we've got some news coming from the Houston Texans rank. So we'll get to that straight ahead. 855-212-4227, also on our Facebook page, and then on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Great to have you with us. Happy Monday. We can make it a happy Monday. We can!
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I've never had to watch as much football in my life without being a part of it. So, you don't take the small things for granted. You don't take the walkthroughs. You don't take the meetings. You don't take hanging out at lunch or dinner with the guys for granted because at any moment, obviously, it can be taken away from you.
It's time to pull on the pads and hit somebody. on After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back. Dak Prescott going through training camp and will never take it for granted. And that's certainly something you hear from athletes who end up with serious injuries, the guys who have to watch where they've never had to watch in the past. And I also hear guys who have to sit on the bench because of injuries and are forced to watch, they generally come back with a greater appreciation, not just for their own opportunity to play, but for what they see. When you're forced to spend time watching, you are able to see the game in a different light. You're not in the middle of it. You're more of a voyeur. I know that has a negative connotation sometimes, but you get my point. Because you can see the big picture without you in it, you generally tend to learn a little more about a game. And so a lot of athletes say it's a valuable tool to sit back and watch even when you don't want to. But I'm glad Dak Prescott is on the field again. No doubt Mike McCarthy, his coaching staff, the entire Cowboys offense and defense are thrilled to have him back as well. And I did hear that Ezekiel Elliott and Dak and others have changed their minds about getting the vaccine and about doing whatever they can to help their teammates. And whatever the reason, and I'm not here to tell you what you should do or not do with your life or your body. That's not my role, and I would never presume to do that. But I do think that when it's posed in the framework of this is about the team, this is not just about you, it's about protecting your team and giving your team the best chance to win. As strange as that sounds, I do think that appeals to a lot of athletes. Maybe they weren't necessarily sold on getting the shot. So they weren't necessarily opposed, but they weren't sold on getting it done. You hear about all of the restrictions for players who are not vaccinated during the upcoming season. Essentially, you're in your own little bubble. You can't be with your teammates in the weight room without restrictions. You can't eat with your teammates. You can't practice the same way that everybody else can. You're lucky if you keep your job, if you're a peripheral player. But even if you're a superstar like Ezekiel Elliott, how can you be a leader when you're separated from your teammates all the time? Now, I don't know how strictly the coaches will adhere to this, but you know that there are always people who are willing to operate as spies. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure the NFL has spies in every locker room. And we know information doesn't remain secret for very long, ever. Eventually, the truth comes out and people are willing to spill it, spill their guts. Instead of zip it, they spill it. And so you might get away with it for a little while if you're breaking protocols. But if the NFL finds out, then you're talking about loss of draft picks, potentially fines. And so there's a lot behind it. But I did hear over the weekend even that there are athletes who are reconsidering, athletes who've decided to move ahead with the vaccine because they realize what a competitive disadvantage it will be for individuals as well as teams if they're not over that threshold. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. That's not the big question about, well, it's not for me. It is a big question about training camps, whether or not all the teams, not just half the teams, but all the teams will get over the 80% vaccination mark. That's what the NFL is working on, and they would like to have it done before the season kicks off. One of the major questions going into training camp was about Deshaun Watson. He had requested a trade. He had made it very clear that he was not playing football for the Houston Texans again. But come to find out, Deshaun Watson is, in fact, in camp. He does not want to pay the $50,000 daily fine for skipping out on training camp. And so he did report to camp on Sunday to get ready for when they start early this week. Now, there's this new line item in the collective bargaining agreement, which was agreed to by both sides, okay? So not just the NFL owners, but this was agreed to by the Players Association. Teams can no longer wipe out fines. And so for Deshaun Watson, regardless of what happens down the road, he would owe the Texans $50,000 a day, $50,000 a pop for sitting out. Will he participate in team activities? There's another question. Will he go ahead and get out there and work with his teammates? Because he's indicated still that he is desirous to be traded. Still 22 active lawsuits that are alleging everything from sexual assault to inappropriate behavior during massage sessions. You know about that. I just want you to know there are 22 of them that are still active against Deshaun Watson. The Texans have remained very quiet about the whole thing. They're trying not to address these allegations, hoping that there's some closure. Just because he reports to camp does not mean that he will be allowed to play to start the season or that he will want to play for the Texans to start the season. So, yes, he's there, but maybe in spirit, he's not actually there. He's there in body, but he's not there in spirit. I saw one report. Actually, this may be Seth Payne. I'd have to go back and check his Twitter. But Seth, who is a former lineman himself in the NFL and is now part of our Houston affiliate, Sports Radio 610, he was saying that from what he's seen and from what he's been told by the team, and he did play for the Texans for a while, that Tyrod Taylor is operating like he's the starter of the Texans. And so he's on the roster. New head coach David Culley, not really what he bargained for, but that is the way that it is right now for the Texans. And we'll see what Deshaun Watson does at camp, if anything. We do not have the answer to the Aaron Rodgers question. That one's still a mystery. But soon, very soon, right? I don't know that he cares much about fines. Clearly, if the reports are true about him turning down a contract extension. Oh, and then the whole last dance photo array that he and Davante Adams put up on their social media. Oh, the intrigue. It's like a great thriller novel, which I do really enjoy, but this one's getting old. I mean, can we just come to some resolution, please? I need to know whether or not he's going to be there, and can we talk about something else for the rest of training camp? So we'll find out very soon. Speaking of quarterbacks, if you missed my conversation with Joe Theismann, it was awesome. It was awesome. I told producer Dave he might be my new favorite guest. Just so willing to talk about his own experience, but also very engaging and funny. We had a great conversation. If you missed it, it's part of the podcast, After Hours, AmyLawrence.com. But it was the story that gripped the NFL for a major portion of last season. The return of Alex Smith, one that Joe Theismann could identify with very closely. Not just the emotions, but also the pain of trying to get back on the field. The physical pain of trying to get back on the field from a devastating broken leg. And just all kinds of complications. So I wanted to bring back part of that conversation with Joe. Really super cool. And then you can get the rest on our podcast. So that's coming up. Plus what we know of the Olympics going into, well, our Monday here in the United States, but they are actually winding down or gearing up for their evening events. I mean, it's I got to shift my brain, but I love the fact that we're getting live events while we're here on the air. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page. I did share a photo from my spot on Saturday. You're just going to have to check it out, whether Twitter or Facebook. It was exactly what I needed Saturday.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Alex Smith is going to have his first snaps in a game in 693 days. His wife is here at the game as the family members are allowed to be here. He is on the field talking to the, I mean, wow, this story, you can't even believe the magnitude of what this means. Almost lost his life, 17 surgeries, and here he is playing again.
And he's got a two-minute drill to run with three timeouts, down 20-7 to the Rams. First and 10 at their own 35 by virtue of the hit on Jalen Ramsey on Kyle Allen. And Alex Smith's first play is a swing pass to J.D. McKissic. Slips through a tackle, crosses the 40 to the 41 and out of bounds. Gain of six on first down on the first throw for Alex Smith in over 2 years.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On the radio network from the Washington football team, it was a moment that rocked the league. Alex Smith back on the field, not only throwing passes, but taking hits 2 years after a devastating injury that very well could have ended his career, not to mention put his life in jeopardy. And he was the comeback player of the year and the story of the year as well, and now has retired after Washington captured the NFC East Division title in 2020. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It was such a privilege to have Joe Theismann on the show with us, and I got many of your tweets and Facebook posts about how much you enjoyed the conversation. If you missed it, the whole thing is on our podcast in a separate link. It's easy to find. Just go to afterhoursamielawrence.com and look for Joe's name. But in light of the story that so captivated football fans, and really those fans that don't even follow the game recognize what Alex had accomplished, I wanted you to hear part of this conversation with Joe, and we'll pick it up there. I asked him about watching Alex's injury, but also his comeback, and it seems like it would have resonated with him in a different way. So I wanted to know what his emotions were as he saw him return to the field and take over as the starter for Washington.
Amy, I was just like everybody. I was so excited, and probably a little bit more. And I've said this time and time again. I know Elizabeth, is his wife, is his biggest fan. I let people know I'm his second biggest fan. You know, we did have a similar injury. As a matter of fact, Dak had a similar injury to us as well.
Right.
But what Alex went through post-injury was extremely difficult. If you watch Project 11 on the 30 for 30,
yes,
you get a real sense of what they had to do to him. See, the Alex Smith story to me is not the story of an athlete. It's the story of someone who just would not allow someone to tell him he could not do something. It's a comeback story. It's a story of resilience. It's a story of discipline. It's a story of hard work. So when people think that there's this terrible monumental thing that's challenging them, I hope they think of Alex Smith and think of the fact that you came within 24 hours of losing your leg. You almost died, and you came back on the field. I was there the night he got hurt, and I was in the stands the day that he walked back on the field against the Los Angeles Rams. And Aaron Donald jumped on his back, and nothing happened. And I breathed a big sigh of relief to know that he was going to be able to continue to play.
How far along did you get in trying to come back and play football after your injury?
It took me 2 years. And, you know, I used to throw when I got into television. I started my first 2 years at CBS. And I used to go to training camps, and the coaches would let me throw defensive drills, and I felt really good. I mean, I was 36, 37 years old, mm-hmm. but the difference is in 1985, when you were 35 years old, they couldn't wait to usher you out of the game. Today, if you're 35 years old, you're looking at probably a 3-4 year contract for $20 million. It's just that times have changed that much. And the game has evolved that much. The sure. the guys are playing longer. Evidence of that with Tom and Ben and Aaron, and you know, look at what Drew did. So, I mean, you've got Philip, another one played, you know, late into their 30s. But I still loved it. It took me 2 years really to get back able to throw the ball around without any pain, and you still didn't move like you did before, but at least you were able to throw the ball around.
Does it still affect you now, or you don't have any residual effects from it?
Oh, I have. Yes, my right leg is shorter. As I continue to shrink, my right leg continues to shrink. But it's affected my knee, my hip, my back. I wear an orthotic in my shoe to try and give my body some symmetry. If I stand for a long time without the orthotic in, my back becomes an issue more than anything. But you know, you just live with it. I mean, you know, I've had 7 broken noses, collarbones, ribs, hands, dislocated elbows, broken legs a couple of times. And you know, it's funny, Amy, people have asked me and said, Joe, with all that you went through, all the injuries that you've had, would you go back and do it again in a heartbeat? In a heartbeat. I would love to be able to go out and have a shot at doing it again, especially at these prices.
Right. I hear that from Boomer Esiason all the time. That's what he tells me. Oh, that only I were a quarterback in 2020 or 2021.
I would take 2018.
We're spending a few minutes with Joe Theismann here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. I actually just saw this a little while ago, and I had not seen this video before, one in which you called the injury a blessing, not a tragedy. Why was it a blessing for you?
I had great success as a professional football player. I mean, I was an MVP of the league, world champion. You'll love this. 1984, I was the fourth highest paid player in the National Football League at $1 million a year.
Wow.
That's how times have changed. But I had really become, I guess, an island unto myself. I'd sort of let my ego run my life. And I didn't really appreciate the things and the people around me like I believed I should have. And, you know, I believe the good Lord entered my life and said, Joe, I've let you do it yourself long enough. It's time for me to slam your feet on the ground and take a look at where you want to go and what you can do. And, Amy, I believe this 100%. We're put on this earth to serve, not to be served.
Yes.
And I had become so full of myself, and I'm not proud of it, but at least I had a chance to recognize it. And so for me, it was a blessing, what happened to me. I think it saved me from who knows where I could have been or where I might have wound up. And every day I try and just be a better person, and every day I try and appreciate all the people around me.
Can you understand why Joe Theismann is an inspirational speaker, a motivational speaker, and why he constantly has speaking engagements on his calendar? That's just part of our conversation, but I loved hearing what he had to say about Alex Smith. This is not a sports story. This is a story of hard work and resilience and determination, and it can be an inspiration to those who are facing something tragic or devastating or difficult or challenging in their own lives to not give up. That 2 years, was pain, and it was no doubt setbacks, doubts, wondering if he would ever get to the point where he could play football again. And I'll never forget that moment, seeing him back on the field, watching him throw his first touchdown and celebrating with him and his family. Man, what a story of triumph. And so to hear it through the perspective of Joe Theismann is very valuable. And he said, my injury turned out to be a huge blessing, and he explains why. No doubt there is part of Alex Smith that either feels that way now or will feel that way down the road, because that perspective, that life shift, it can be so valuable. And you see maybe how you've kind of gone off, you've gone astray a little bit, or you see how your attitude needs an adjustment, your approach needs an adjustment. Just our vision, it can be so different after going through a life event like that if we allow it to change us, we allow ourselves to learn from it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. 855-212-4227 is our toll-free line always. Katie Ledecky loses for the first time in her Olympic career in it was the final 100 meters in which she was caught by the Australian Ariane Titmus. But this was the first time in her Olympic career that she'd ever lost a race, and this was the 400-meter freestyle.
I think I flipped at the 300 and I saw she was right there, and it was going to be a fight to finish, and I wanted to give it all I had. I fought tooth and nail and just gave it my all, so I can't be disappointed with that. That was a good time for me, so it's an awesome swim by her.
She was very gracious as well about the fact that Titmus has not only beaten her for the first time on the Olympic stage, but that the two of them have developed quite a rivalry and a relationship.
We're really friendly, and she, you know, said she couldn't have done it without me, and I can say the same about her. I mean, she's really pushed me, and I think it's great for the sport. It was a really fast field overall, and I think we both pushed this event forward.
What is that saying? I stink at cliches, but a rising tide carries all ships. No, I'm terrible at cliches. Don't make fun of me. I say it all the time. But the idea being that if you have one athlete, and this can work in life too, but one athlete, one team that sets such a high standard, it forces all of the others to raise their level of expectation, of competition, of preparation, of determination. Otherwise, they have no chance of being number one. And Titmus had to train harder, race harder. She had to raise her level of competition. Otherwise, she would have no hopes of being able to beat Katie Ledecky, who has 8 of the top 10 speeds in the 400 100-meter freestyle. A rising tide lifts all boats. Thank you. I was so close. I was so close. Anyway, there goes the perfect show. Oh, wait, that happened a long time ago. Yes, that's the idea. Or if you know the Bible, iron sharpens iron. I mean, if you are someone who has a great relationship with, say, a friend or a sibling, or maybe it is a competitor. I know it was that way for me in high school. There was another girl in our division that we played in high school. And she and I were two of the best in the state when we were seniors. And we would have these epic battles, my school and her school. And sometimes it was really a back and forth, but I wanted to be as good as her. And I know that she pushed me to raise my game. So that's something that happens in sports a lot, but it can certainly happen in life as well. Maybe it's a coworker or a colleague who always seems to be just a bit better than you, or always seems to be just a step ahead, or maybe it's a competitor. And that obviously brings a whole nother layer of emotion to it. But certainly it's good to have something to chase, right? It's great to be out in front. It's great to be the best. And Katie Ledecky's been the best for a long time. She's had the bullet on her back. Not the bullet, the bullseye. See what I mean? The bullseye on her back. But it's great to have someone to chase. That's also a different kind of motivation. So she's got many more events, and there are more gold medals to come. I'm just so glad the games are taking place in Tokyo, and we'll be back on Monday night to talk more about it. Enjoy your manic Monday. Don't be like me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.